So today, I will present our work, Every Truck, a very precise indoor location systems. So this is a joint work between me and my supervisor, Dr. Carl Jamieson. So nowadays, the location systems are playing a very important role in our everyday life. In the outdoor environment, we have GPS, and GPS is very accurate for navigation service, which only require meters accuracy level. However, GPS does not work well in the indoor environment because the signals fade. And there are a lot of interesting indoor applications that require very precise information to be provided, such as augmented reality on the smartphones and maybe very soon in the future on the wearables and glasses. And also, when we're trying to locate a particular product in a supermarket, when we're trying to find a book in a library, and when we're trying to find a piece of artwork in the museum. Also, when we try to control the network access based on locations such as a desk or a room, there are a lot of interesting indoor location systems proposed. Some of them are not very accurate, and some of them require dedicated infrastructure to be installed. And there are some other systems, they have some specific requirements. So now let's have a look at these indoor location systems proposed. So in earlier 1992, the active badge system was proposed by Cambridge. They utilized the infrared, trying to provide meters accuracy level in the indoor environment. And the cricket and the bat, both utilizing the ultrasound to do indoor localization. They are very accurate. However, they require dedicated infrastructures to be installed. And 2008, there are some image-based location system proposed, and they require very good light conditions. The majority of the work is based on Wi-Fi. And in 2000, radar system was proposed. They provide 2 to 3 meter accuracy level. The problem is they require a lot of calibration beforehand. And the tick system trying to remove the calibration but sacrifice the performance. And the Horus use the probabilistic method trying to increase the accuracy level. And also easy, they use GPS signals to help in the calibration phase, and Z, they use crowdsourcing to help in the calibration phase. And Pinlock is trying to identify 1 meter times 1 meter blocks. And also this year, also in the same conference, the Pinpoint was proposed. They are using the cyclostationary signatures trying to identify the interferers. And we are proposing Every Truck, which we can achieve 23 median accuracy. So now let's have a look how Every Truck works. So our work is based on 2 observations. The first observation is we find there are more and more antennas attached to a particular AP. And this is mainly due to 11M MIMO technology and also 11AC, which will be finalized earlier next year. And 11AC will support 8 MIMO spatial streams, which means at least 8 radio board, 8 antennas. And we can find a lot of commercial access points already on the market with 4 antennas, 6 antennas, even 14 and 16 antennas. The second observation is Wi-Fi is ubiquitous. We have Wi-Fi now even on the airplane, on the subway, on the buses. And also in the urban environment, the density of IP is still increasing. So our approach is we're trying to utilize this unique opportunity. We have a lot of antennas attached to a particular AP, and also a lot of APs are nearby. So when there's a client and one AP with multiple antennas, once this client transmits anything, this AP will utilize these multiple antennas to generate a kind of a physical angle of arrival information, which we call AOA spectrum. And if we have multiple APs, they can both have this kind of AOA spectrum generated and trying to localize this client. So now let's have a look at the basic theory behind our work. So for any wave propagating in the air, for any lambda, which is a wavelength, one wavelength of propagation, the phase change will be 2 pi. So if the distance between the client and the antenna is d, the phase change we can measure at the AP side is 2 pi times d over lambda. Now, let's consider if there are 2 antennas, multiple antennas at the AP side. So now, if the client is not on the perpendicular bisector of the two antennas, then the distance between the client and the two antennas will be different. We still keep the distance between the client and the first antenna as d. Then the distance between the client and the second antenna will be d plus some extra part I marked as blue there. So for the wave to propagate this amount of extra distance, the phase measured at the AP side will be some extra amount of phase change. So by measuring this phase change, actually we can find the angle theta, which is the angle of arrival. And this can be generalized to multiple antennas and with multiple signals coming at the same time. So what's the challenge here? If we want to utilize this angle of arrival information to localize clients. So the challenge is there are very strong multipath reflections in the indoor environment. And furthermore, the direct path sometimes are attenuated or even blocked. So which means if we choose the strongest signal as a direct path, it's not always true. And I use a simple animation to demonstrate this idea. So once this client transmit, the direct path, which is a gray path, actually is attenuated. So the signal is not as strong as the reflection path, which is a blue path. So if we generate the angle of arrival signature, we can find the peak circled as gray, which is a direct path, it's not as stronger as the peak circled as blue. So how we handle this kind of multipath reflection for every track? So our key observation is the direct path bearing is more stable than the reflection path bearings when the client moves slightly. And this kind of slight movement is very common in our everyday life. So for example, when you are calling with your phone, even you are sitting there static, but actually there's some natural body movement. And with this kind of body movement, we can capture several packets and we can identify which one is a direct path and which one is a reflection path. So now let's see the animation here. When the client is at the beginning stage at the first location marked as a red dot, the AP can have one signature generated. Once this client moves slightly to the second position, we have another signature generated. Once we have these two signatures from two very nearby locations, now we can find the peaks of this signature. And then we group these two spectrum, and we find, compare the bearing peaks to see whether they are paired. What do I mean by paired? So paired, which means the bearing, the angle is close to each other. So here we can see the two bearings circled as purple circle. They are quite close to each other. So they are identified as direct paths. And the peak circled as green, there's no any peak paired with it. So it's considered as direct paths. So we just remove this one and only keep the direct path. And here, the direct path is not the strongest. So now let's see the detail how every track works. So the first step for every track to work is we need to detect the packet and record some part of the packet for processing. So as long, because our every track only cares about the phase information, the content and the modulation scheme does not matter. Also, we choose every track to work with the most robust preamble part. And another good property of every track is that we only require a very small part of the packet. For a 40 megahertz sampling rate, one sample actually is a 25 nanoseconds. And if there's no noise, actually one sample works for our every track. And I show the figure on the right-hand side. You can see, even there, in real life, there's noise. When we increase the number of samples to like 5 to 10, the signature is very, very stable already. So for our every track, we choose n equals to 10. And we can see 10 samples is still a very small part in the preamble. And another property we utilize in our system is because the existing systems, 11N, they utilize this diversity synthesis to increase the throughput. And we want to utilize this technology trying to increase the number of antennas we can utilize. So I use animation to show how we are doing this. So first, we will record the 10 samples with antenna 1, it's a red. Then we will switch to antenna 2 and record another 10 packets. And note here, we only have one radio board, but two antennas attached to it. Because These two antennas are sharing the same radio, and also we can have some repeating paths in the preamble. The content of red and blue are the same. So by applying this method, actually we doubled the number of antennas we can utilize. And now, after we have the samples recorded, the next step is we want to generate the angle of arrival spectrum. We utilize a music algorithm, which is a generalization of the mathematics I described before. However, music does not work well in the indoor environment because of coherent signal. And the reflection and the direct path signal, they are considered coherent signals because they are exactly the same frequency. The only difference is the phase. So we utilize the spatial smoothing to handle the coherent signal problem. And I briefly describe what is spatial smoothing here. So when we have an antenna array with 8 antennas here, we divide the antenna group to two groups, two subgroups. The first group with antenna 1 to 7, second group with 2 to 8. And for all the following matrix processing, we do an average between these. And this will break the coherency between the direct path signal and reflecting path signals. And I show the angle arrival information generated here. We can see without spatial smoothing, we can have some kind of spectrum generated. But once we apply the spatial smoothing, the lobe is sharper and those smaller peaks appear. So now all the APs, they have the angle of arrival information generated. Then in the region, for any particular random position X, actually we can generate kind of a probability map. So this probability map, the probability is just we use a multiplication from several APs. So we can see the intersection is a probability. And after we obtain the probability map, then we use the standard hill climbing algorithm to sample and search the whole region and find the highest probability point very quick and very efficiently. So for our implementation, we use a warp platform. For each AP, we have 2 warps, and each with 4 radio balls, so 8 antennas. So with 2 warps, actually, the maximum antenna we can have is 16. And we only use 4 to 9 antennas for our experiments. And we customize the FPGA design with Xilinx system generator for packet synchronization, diversity synthesis, and we synchronize the 2 warps. For the clients, we use circuit boxes equipped with 11 radios. Also, for the server side, we implement in MATLAB to work with warp. So for the testing environment, we evaluate our system in a medium size typical office, which accommodate around 50 PhD students. We uniformly distribute all the clients as the red dot here, and we deliberately put some clients behind like the pillar or near to the wood, plastic, metal to make our results comprehensive. And the AP are placed at positions marked black. And we assume all the APs know their location. So, evaluation. The first question we want to ask is, if the client is 100% static, if we cannot apply the multipath suppression, what's the accuracy level we can achieve? So just with music and spatial smoothing. So the result is shown here. Without multipath suppression, just with music and spatial smoothing, with 3 APs, 4 APs, and 6 APs, in general, when we increase the number of APs, the result is becoming better. This is a CDF plot. We can see when we increase the number of APs to 6, the median accuracy we can achieve is around 26 centimeters. And even if we have only 3 APs, we can achieve around 80 centimeter accuracy. And this is a pretty good result. Then we want to see if the clients is kind of there's some kind of movements with the clients, we can apply multipath suppression. How every truck can further improve the performance? So I plot the figure like four subplots. Each one is with different number of APs and a comparison between with and without multipath suppression. We can see with the 6 APs, actually the 2 lines are very close to each other. And the intuition behind this is when there are a lot of APs, the true location will be naturally stressed. So even without multipath suppression, still it works pretty well. However, when we decrease the number of APs, there's some long tails, and multipath suppression can help to remove these long tails and increase the accuracy level. So our conclusion is the fewer APs, the more important is a multipath suppression algorithm. If you have a lot of APs, you don't even need this kind of multipath suppression to identify which one is a direct or which one reflection, because the AP, more number of APs will naturally strengthen the true location. And some results interesting I will show here. So the best results we can achieve at this point of time is the red line, every truck. Actually, in general, on average, 6 AP will give us better results. But for particular clients at a particular position, actually, it's not necessarily true. Sometimes, if we choose 5 APs or 4 APs, we can have better results, which means if you increase one extra AP, the results will go down a little bit. So we collect all the different combinations, like choose 4 out of 6, choose 5 out of 6, choose 3 out of 6, and choose the best results we can achieve, and plot these. This one is a post-processing we cannot achieve at this point of time. And we can see the median accuracy actually decreased significantly. And we believe this is something worth to put more effort to investigate in the future. And the next property of every truck I want to show is if we have different number of antennas attached to the AP, how this will affect our performance. So I show results with 4 antennas, 6 antennas, and 8 antennas. We can see the results like continuous smoothly becomes better. And this is because with more number of antennas, we can capture more number of signals at the same time. And also, if you look at the AOS spectrum, the lobes become sharper. So with even like 6 APs and 4 antennas, we can achieve around 1 meter median accuracy. And the last evaluation is we want to see when the client AP, there's some high difference, will this greatly affect our performance? Because in reality, normally the APs, they are mounted on the ceiling, like 3 meters or 4 meters high. When you are using your phone, it's around like 1.5 meter. There will be some high difference between the client and the AP. So we want to see whether this high difference will greatly affect the every truck's performance. We have some mathematics proof in the appendix. We show with this kind of a 1.5 meter high difference, when the distance between the client and AP is 4 meters, the error introduced is around 4%. And when this distance increases to 10 meters, the error is around 1%. And also our experimental results demonstrate this. And we can see with some heights and without heights, actually the results are more or less close to each other. And the median results are all close to like 25 centimeters. So now I conclude our work. So today I present a very accurate indoor location system we call Every Truck. It's robust, it's fast, and responsive. For 3 APs, we can achieve 1 meter accuracy level, median accuracy level. For 6 APs, we can achieve around 23 centimeter median accuracy level. And we employ novel multipath suppression algorithms and also the diversity synthesis algorithms to increase the number of antennas we can utilize. Also, we don't use any dedicated infrastructures. It's robust against low SNR and collisions. And you can refer this for detail in our paper. And also, it's fast and responsive because when the client's 100% static, we only need one packet. When it's like a semi-static, we need like 2 or 3 packets. And we would like to evaluate our array truck system's performance in the future, like 3D trucking with two-dimensional array. And that's all for today. Thank you very much.
So I'll ask a question. So the client, I have a question about the experimental setup. So the client, did it have a single antenna? Did it have multiple antennas? How would MIMO on the clients affect things, if at all?
So for all the evaluation we are like performing now, we assume the client does only have one antenna. Because if the client have multiple antenna, actually there's some small difference in the location of the several clients, several antennas. So we assume the client now only have one antenna, and the AP side have like multiple antennas, and all the work is done at the AP side. And if in the future, like for MIMO, even at the client side, there are multiple antennas, I think as long as we can identify like which antenna is like transmitting, we can do the same thing as every truck is doing now.
Right, I can imagine you do have multiple antennas, but it's not like they're very far apart, right? It's not as if the AOA spectrum would necessarily be very divergent unless you had multipath effects. And even then, you can filter those out. So I'm not sure it would be a big problem, but I was just wondering. And then one other question had to do with, you said if you pick the optimal subset of the APs, well, that makes sense. You have noisy measurements. And so if you pick the set of measurements which are the least noisy, yeah, of course you can get a better result than including the ones that are noisy, but you can't sort of, you know, after the fact know which ones are noisy or not. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, actually, we explore a little bit on why the optimal subsets will give us better results. Actually, I think mainly it's because sometimes there are some clients that are really close to the AP. Because we measure the angle information. If the client is really far away, like 20 or 30 meters away from the AP, if the angle error is like 1 degree, it will cause a lot of errors. So if in the future we can like know which one is which AP is close to this client, actually we can choose. We believe this is one of the factors which will cause the optimal subset, but we are not sure whether this is all.
Hi, I thought this was totally awesome. I'm wondering, do you need to know the exact location and orientation of each AP?
Oh, actually, I have one backslide here. So I also run some experiments like with different kind of orientations of the antennas at the AP side and the client side. And actually, the result is like a little bit worse. And we believe that's because the antennas we are using is like a linear polarized. And if they are perpendicular to each other, the signal-to-noise level will be like a decrease 20 dB or even 30 dB. So if in the future we use like a circular polarized antenna or like in the phone, those kind of antennas, I think our performance will be like more or less the same.
Do you think if you start out with the AP positions and orientations unknown, you might be able to bootstrap it just by having the APs listen to each other?
Can you repeat your question?
Well, if you don't know exactly where each access point is, or
you haven't measured,
and you don't know their orientation of the linear array, do you think you could bootstrap it by having each AP receive the other AP's transmissions?
I think it's definitely possible. We haven't done this. At this point of time, we assume we know the location and the orientation of the APs. But yeah, that's true. And maybe we can do in the future, maybe like a self-calibration of the AP. They can identify their own location, also the orientation of the by listening to each AP, yes. Good question.
All right, thank you.
Dengbin Zhang from UC Santa Barbara. So are you guaranteeing that each measurement has a line of sight component, or do you have to filter out that case?
No, actually we don't assume like a non-line of sight or non-line of sight. Actually it's okay. If the direct path is attenuated, it's absolutely fine. It won't affect the performance of every truck. The only concern is when sometimes the direct path is 100% blocked, like a metal. But still, we believe if we have multiple APs, it's not likely like all the direct paths from this client to all the APs are blocked at the same time, simultaneously. So at least some APs, they can have some direct paths with this client. If you block the client with some metal like all around, yes, every truck will fail.